Our new Sefer and Parsha Vayikra opens up with a description of the different types of korban olas, that being the one brought from cattle, the one brought from sheep, and the one brought from bird. And each subcategory ends with the same phrase, Yishei Reach Nichavach LaHashem, that this offering is a pleasant offering before God. And Rashi makes a point over here to tell you that the Torah specifically has, by each section, this phrase, Yishei Reach Nichavach LaHashem, to teach us the following rule. Echad hamarbe v'echad hamamit b'lvad sheyechavin es libo l'shamayim. Whether one brings from the biggest, most choice animal, the cow, or one brings from the meek bird, it doesn't matter. What matters is that his intentions are pure, that he is doing it for God. And we know this phrase comes up a lot by Purim as well, in terms of how much one should drink on Purim, but I'd like to point out a beautiful idea from the Kutzker Rebbe on this phrase, which applies not only to Vayikra and not only to Purim, but to every single day of our lives. The Kutzker says as follows. Who is this talking to? Who is this talking to? So the simple understanding is that it's okay that you brought something small as long as your intentions are pure. The Kotzker flips it on his head. He says, if you're bringing something small, your intentions are most likely pure. If anything, it's being addressed more to the one who is bringing the cow. The one who's thinking, I brought this big korban, I'm so great, look at me and my service of God, says that is an attitude that one doesn't bring a korban with. What we bring a korban with, whether it's big, especially if it's big, is that it's Yichavin Libo LaShemayim. This implies, obviously, by Purim as well. One could have a very meaningful Purim without drinking, and one could have a very meaningful Purim with drinking. But one shouldn't just drink for the sake of drinking. If one's going to drink a lot, he has to make sure that it's Yichavin Libo LaShemayim. And of course, this applies to everything we do in every aspect of our lives. Whether we make big, showy things, whether we make small, sometimes lacking, you know, acts of service, whatever it is that we do, we all have to keep in mind that it should be L'shem Shemayim. We shouldn't let the glory, the wealth, the honor get to us, nor should we let, you know, cheapness and other bad qualities get to us. Echad hamarbe, echad hamamit, ubevad sheyechavin es libo l'shamayim. Everything we have to do must be done with that attitude in mind. Whether it's Purim, whether it's Vayikra, or whether it's every day. Let us keep this in mind as we have the confluence of Vayikra and Purim, and hopefully take that through the rest of the year as well. Have a great Shabbos.